Chinese media declares America a coronavirus living hell. By John Hayward on December 8, 2020. China's state-run Global Times on Sunday excoriated the United States for its heinous malfeasance in failing to impose forceful emergency measures against the Wuhan coronavirus. The Chinese Communist paper said the United States has become a living hell and the officials responsible are undoubtedly committing a monstrous crime that cannot be forgiven. Midway through the editorial, the Global Times tipped its ideological hand by railing against the United States for daring to lecture nations like China about human rights issues when America's response to the coronavirus has supposedly been so inferior. The point, made with increasing frequency by Chinese officials and state media operatives, is that the coronavirus has stripped the United States of the moral legitimacy required to criticize China for its abysmal record on human rights, its unfair trade practices, or anything else. The U.S., which is supposed to be the most developed country in the world today, has become the most terrifying place on the planet where the novel coronavirus is claiming lives. What is a living hell? The U.S. is a vivid portrayal of that right now. Quite a few countries have become crippled due to U.S. human rights accusations. Others have been kidnapped by alliances with the U.S. But it is time for the international community to stand up bravely and point at the current ruling administration of the U.S. The superpower must be bluntly told, you are killing your own people. You are crossing the bottom line of humanitarianism. You are a shameful deserter and traitor of humanity as the rest of us fiercely fight the virus. The Global Times argued that since everyone has the right to avoid infection and death from disease, a government like America's that cannot protect its people from the coronavirus has no right to lecture China about its abuse of other human rights. The pandemic lays bare the arrogance and stupidity of this U.S. government. It has no moral compass and has shirked its own responsibilities by passing the buck to others. So many lives have been lost. It's a tragedy caused by capitalist tyranny under the disguise of democracy and freedom. The Chinese newspaper railed, using the coronavirus to explicitly argue that Beijing's fascist authoritarianism is superior to capitalism and democracy. What punishments will the politicians who committed these crimes against humanity receive? Everyone in the world is watching the U.S. now, expecting the incoming administration to have the moral courage to punish evil and stand steadfast for righteous justice and rule of law. The Global Times concluded, even more explicitly instructing the prospective Biden administration to accept China's political narrative of the coronavirus. Joe Biden personally blamed President Donald Trump, not the Chinese Communist Party or its leader, Xi Jinping, for every single American coronavirus death during his campaign. The Global Times editorial is evidence that Beijing intends to hold Biden to that rhetoric as the cost of improving relations between the United States and China. It could also be taken as an offer of Chinese political assistance to a Democrat Party that is increasingly prone to authoritarianism and centralized power. The new American administration will include plenty of officials who agree that capitalism is arrogant, disobedience is a crime, and much of America is a living hell.